Support for NPR comes from Novo Nordisk, working to improve diabetes treatment in the U.S. For 80 years, diabetes care has been our passion, not just our business. From sitforless.com, selling all colors of the Herman Miller Aeron chair online, including the new color, True Black, sitforless.com. And from National Geographic Books, whose 100 Days in Photographs, Pivotal Events That Changed the World, has a foreword by Douglas Brinkley, available where books are sold. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
It has been 50 years since the launch of Sputnik. The satellite orbited the Earth for 3 months, and experts say it burned up in the atmosphere as it fell back down. Or did it?
I visited with Bob Morgan in his home, and he showed me all the Sputnik pieces, and I was flabbergasted.
Searching for Sputnik, later on All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Anthony Brooks in Washington. Here are the headlines from some of the stories we're following today at NPR News. As the crackdown against pro-democracy demonstrators continues in Myanmar, the monks who led last month's protests are now keeping a low profile. Many are fleeing to Myanmar's border with Thailand. And a court ruling has restored federal criminal charges against a mining company in Libby, Montana. Federal prosecutors say executives with the W.R. Grace Company knew that residents of the small town were being exposed to asbestos, but kept it secret. Details on those stories and other stories coming up on All Things Considered from NPR News. Tomorrow, join Ira Flatow on Science Friday for an hour of crime fighting. First, the numbers behind the television show Numbers, then a talk with Body Farm founder and forensic anthropologist Bill Bass. That's tomorrow on Talk of the Nation Science Friday. In a few minutes, slavery and a petition from the sharks of Africa.